We're back with Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and I have the pleasure of being with Alcatel-Lucent's Head of Corporate Responsibility and Sustainability, Christine Diamente. Thanks for joining us, Christine.
Hi, how are you doing, Mike?
I'm well, thank you. So in a recent UN report, Alcatel-Lucent was recognized among the top 25 performers for its Caring for Climate initiative. And I believe I recall correctly that ALU also made the Dow Jones Sustainability Index Technology Leadership list this year. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's been a really, really exciting year.
Yeah, your team's been busy. So congratulations, obviously. My first question to you is, so we know that green innovation is vitally important to the environment. And Alcatel-Lucent has clearly taken a leadership role. But what has been the catalyst for that within the company?
Well, first of all, Mike, thanks very much for having me back on your show. And thanks also for the congratulations on our two recognitions, whether it's the UN Caring for the Climate Initiative or the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. At Alcatel-Lucent, we have one overarching priority, and it really is to lead an eco-sustainable innovation to provide energy-efficient, environmental sustainable networks that really meet the growing bandwidth demands of our customers. And today, we know that citizens and people across the world increasingly are communicating not just with voice and text, but more and more with video. And with the video revolution that is going on, it requires a complete shift in the way that telecommunications companies, such as ourselves, think about solutions. I mean, with the explosive growth of devices, smart devices on networks, means that we have to make networks dramatically more energy efficient while also thinking about how to reduce overall carbon footprint. So for us, green innovation is not only an industry imperative, we have to do it. It makes good business sense, but it also is another way of helping us generate cost savings through our carbon footprint reduction, manage climate risks, and overall generate revenue. So it's extremely important for our customers, for the way that the industry is moving, and also it's a competitive differentiator for Alcatel-Lucent.
Well, you make a really important point. Now, the explosive growth in smart devices, and of course the huge demands for more and more bandwidth everywhere. And it seems that all technology companies should really play a role in green innovation. So how is the technology segment doing with this, and can you name a few examples for us?
Well, I mean, in the United Nations Caring for the Climate Initiative, first of all, it really does recognize the performance of those companies in the area of sustainable energy, adaptation, low carbon leadership, transparency in the reporting, and also disclosure. And I don't think that it's incidental that the technology companies have come out in the top 25 performers, not just Alcatel-Lucent, but also BT, and Telefonica, and other companies such as Infosys, because I think overall it is a recognition of the awareness of the business imperative behind climate change and the business imperative behind green innovation that reduces emissions, contributes to energy efficiency, as I said, manages climate risks, but also importantly does important cost savings, while making, I hope, a fundamental bold shift in the way that we run businesses together to further enhance our climate change efforts, and making sure that overall we do the most with this fantastic opportunity for the 21st century.
Yeah, you know, we know recently announced ALU products follow the green innovation trends. When we think about light radio and the latest XRS core router family, which is massively more efficient than any other core routers on the market. So clearly ALU is doing the right thing on the product side too. But what else is Alcatel-Lucent doing with green innovation beyond energy efficiency?
You've pointed out some really great things, Mike, about the about our energy efficiency activities and products, and we've done some pretty exciting things with our award-winning light radio or with the FP3 network processor or XRS router. But we, in fact, have a three-pronged approach when it comes to our eco-sustainability action. The first one is really developing eco-sustainable networks, and we've put in a lot of effort to make sure that all of our products are at minimum 20 to 25% more energy efficient, with some cases such as light radio being more than 50% energy efficient. The second thing we've been doing also is reducing our carbon footprint. And we've reduced our carbon footprint, our overall carbon footprint, by more than 22% since 2008. And we're nearly halfway to our ultimate goal of halving our carbon footprint by 50% by 2020. A huge, huge effort for us. We've also done some other major projects to help reduce our carbon footprint. We've installed a 6-acre solar array at the headquarters of Bell Labs in New Jersey, in Murray Hill. We've launched more than 115 energy optimization projects, which are now underway in 27 of the largest Alcatel-Lucent facilities worldwide. We've launched a global teleworking program in our major facilities worldwide as well for employees, and we're ending negotiations in key countries such as India and China for 2013. But we've also been extremely active in research, and in particularly Bell Labs has increased 5 times the amount of green university collaborations it's done over the last 2 years. And we've got, we've tripled our research projects in this space, ahead of our initial goal, which was to triple our research projects by 2014. Today we have more than 75 Bell Labs scientists that are dedicated to green research projects, and some 10% of our overall patents portfolio is dedicated to green innovation. And lastly, we've also launched new initiatives to bring global stakeholders together and the best minds around the globe to crack this challenge together, because we know that we can't do it on our own. So Bell Labs has launched, as you may have heard, the Green Touch Consortium, which is a global research initiative dedicated to achieving a dramatic improvement in the energy efficiency of telecoms networks by a factor of 1,000 by 2015. Today we have over 50 members that are part of the Green Touch Consortia from across the globe, including private sector members, including some of our competitors, our customers, public sector members, and academia. So it's a lot of momentum is going on. We've been very active, whether it's energy efficiency of our products, reducing our carbon footprint, contributing to reducing the carbon footprint of our customers, research such as Green Touch. And finally, we've also been very active with many global stakeholders across the world in key discussions and initiatives, whether it's through the World Economic Forum, through the United Nations, like the Carrot for the Climate Initiative, or through Standards Association, etc. So a lot is really going on. It's an exciting moment, and it reinforces the priority and the commitment for the company.
Wow, Christine, a lot of stuff going on. Hey, thank you very much for taking some time with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, for having me again. And we look forward to working with more people out there. So please reach out to us either on Twitter at Alcatel_Lucent or at myself at CDiamente, or come and join us on our website. We look forward to hearing from you.
And that was Christine Diamente, Head of Corporate Responsibility and Sustainability for Alcatel-Lucent. I'm Mike Yeomans. This is Digital Ideas, and thanks for tuning in.